Okay, we move on now. World traveller and video producer Alexander Richterman has been in Ireland as part of a new web-based documentary he's been working on. He's been in Donegal and on into Derry. Well, anyway, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the programme now by Alexander via Skype, indeed. So, first and foremost, Alexander, tell us a little bit about your career before we talk about this latest project. I mean, is all your work to do with travel?
So basically 3 years ago in the middle of college, in the middle of university, I was a bit depressed. I was an economics major. And then I said, after my first trip abroad, after my first really, really poorly made documentary, I decided that I needed to find a way to get paid to travel. And I thought the easiest and quickest way would be to become a video producer. So for the last two, three years, when I was in college, I took every single break I could and opportunity to travel around the world. I was a bus driver in college, and that paid for my trips. And every single time I traveled to Latin America, to Colombia, to Southeast Asia, to Central Europe, I made a documentary. And every time I got better and better and better. And I sort of wanted to inspire the world to travel like I did, because I was a solo traveler. I completely immersed myself in another country's, another region's culture and language. And I thought that that was really the best way for me to grow as an individual, as a person, and have some fun along the way while hopefully growing my YouTube channel and becoming a better video producer.
I'm sure you talk about how you've grown as a person, as a filmmaker, and I'm sure there's some people at the very least that have been there with you right from the very start.
So I think definitely through YouTube, and when some of my friends have, or when I told them about my adventures, I think they definitely were putting in the moral support. But I think the culture in the US, as opposed to more in Europe, where here they might encourage a gap year or might encourage something different. In the US, it's very hard to sort of go against the grain. So it's very much high school, college, job, and you're sort of set for life. I went against the grain and really just tried to make my own career. And I think through video, through YouTube, people have seen that and have seen me grow as a filmmaker and have appreciated the journeys that I had and sort of appreciated the message that I put out for the world to see.
Now, you have been all over the world, and your series, A Solo Traveler's Guide to the World, has been a huge success. Why did you decide to come to Ireland?
So with A Solo Traveler's Guide, I sort of relied on mass transportation and staying in hostels. And by the sixth episode, by the sixth adventure, I sort of got bored with it a little bit. Because I was feeling that I was doing the same motions in a different country. So even though I was in Colombia, it still sort of felt a bit similar to Laos, to Thailand, to Central Europe, where I was staying in hostels, I was meeting the same type of people. And I decided I needed to do something different. So that's why I wanted to produce another series called Going for Broke. And the plan was to shoot the pilot here in Ireland. And to make things completely different, I'm trying to rely solely on hitchhiking and couch surfing to really get to know a country and its people.
And how has it gone so far? Because it's a brave thing to do, especially if you want to be true to the concept. You know, it'd be easy to cut corners or perhaps make exceptions. But I get the impression from you that if you've committed to do it that way, that's precisely the way you want to do it.
So there has been a few times where I took the bus because sort of it was right there and it was very affordable. But sometimes, and I would like to think that more than half the time, 75% of the time, I did manage to hitchhike or get a lift one way or the other. And my experience so far has been everything I read online about how easy it was to hitchhike in Ireland has been absolutely proven true. 80% of the lifts that I've gotten were within 5 minutes. Sometimes I haven't even had a chance to put down my tripod to film myself hitchhiking when a person already stopped and say, hey, do you need a lift?
And is that, do you think, something almost unique to the Irish?
I do have a bit of hitchhiking experience in Central Europe and a bit in Honduras and Nicaragua, but I do think that there's something special in Ireland, something really unique with the culture of the Irish people in terms of their generosity and curiosity and friendliness towards travelers and outsiders that really want to understand Ireland and its people better.
What is your experience of the northwest of Ireland been so far?
Northwest of Ireland. So I stayed a few days in Dunkinelly. I was couch surfing there above McIntyre's pub. And in one day, I decided I wanted to see Slieve League. So I hitchhiked there and back. And it was only about 30 kilometers, but I got six or seven lifts there and back. And all the times, I've been absolutely amazed that people would stop for me. People still stop for a hitchhiker. And most of the stories that they've told me were that either they hitchhike when they're younger and they don't really see people doing that anymore, or they just said, you looked like you needed a lift and I had a free seat in my car, so why not? That's the way that I would want to be treated, so that's the way that I'm treating you.
So when we get to see your work, what format does it take? Do we get to meet the people that you've met?
Absolutely. So every time that I'm couch surfing and hitchhiking here in Ireland, I try to interview the people that pick me up, interview my hosts, and ask them what it sort of means to sort of completely immerse yourself in another country. So I always ask my drivers, the people that pick me up, if it's okay to interview them. And most of the time they say yes. So you'll definitely see the reasons why they pick up and the diversity of the people that have picked me up in my adventures.
And you know, you do see less people hitchhiking in this country. I know when I was younger, there'd be people on the side of the road looking for lifts the whole time. And as you've mentioned, wouldn't have to wait long. And I was just thinking as you were speaking, what changed in that regard? And I can't think of anything specifically other than that it just went out of favor.
So that's one question I have been asking the people that have stopped and giving me lifts. And according to them, in the last sort of 20 years, the average wealth of an Irish person has gotten higher and higher. And in addition to the infrastructure of Ireland getting better and roads getting bigger and faster and more transportation options between countries. So I think my generation, the 20-something generation, they might have heard about hitchhiking, but they really haven't experienced it themselves. And I think that's a bit of a shame because it really teaches you a lot about you as a person, because still, every time I'm sticking my thumb out, I'm still saying, what the hell am I doing? Am I crazy for doing this? But then every time that somebody picks me up, I'm sort of relieved and like, and the answers that I get from people, they're the reason that I'm doing this, to show the world that hitchhiking, or at least hitchhiking in Ireland, is still possible. And it's one of the best ways to get to know the people of the country that I'm passing through.
Indeed. And you're perhaps learning more about the Irish than we're learning about ourselves in a way. When will people be able to see this? Obviously, your YouTube channel's live there now. Presumably, we can catch up on some episodes of a solo traveler's guide there too.
Absolutely. So my first series, all six episodes are up and they're free for you guys to watch. But this new series, with Ireland being the pilot, Going for Broke, I think that'll be up sometime at the end of July, beginning of August. And I especially want to put together or finish it in time before the Clare Island Film Festival.
And finally, what's next?
So what's the second episode after Ireland?
Yeah.
So I don't know yet. I've been very fortunate and lucky to be given an opportunity to travel to Greenland just 1 week after I'm done with my trip to Ireland. But that'll be more of a sort of proper documentary on climate change, on what it means to experience the Arctic. But for another episode of Going for Broke, maybe New Zealand in December, January, maybe some other countries down the line. I really don't know. I sort of find instances where money and time and everything else falls into place, and I book it as soon as I can.
Well, it's been great chatting to you. We'll link your YouTube channel off our Facebook page, Alexander. But for those who want to check it out now, what's the URL? How do people search you out on YouTube?
So Green Man Travels. My website is greenmantravels.com, and that's exactly the link for all my social media. For YouTube, it would be youtube.com/C/greenmantravels.
Okay.
One word, no spaces.
Alexander Richterman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Craig.